B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Leroy was off the past couple of days. He's back. He's back. How was that vacation, Leroy?
It was excellent.
What'd you do?
I didn't do much.
Ceiling. Yeah, he literally said this morning, I stared at the ceiling. He goes, and I didn't mind.
I didn't mind. Remember how I said before I wouldn't make it in prison?
Right.
I still wouldn't make it in prison, but I think I would do a better job because I kind of experienced.
Than you thought?
Yeah, that I thought.
Oh, good.
2 days of just isolation. No entertainment. Just me and the ceiling. And,
well, if it's. Yeah. That's a weekend in prison. Anybody could do that.
Right.
There you go. You're talking about time in prison. You going to add that to your bucket list?
No, spend some
time in prison so I could stare at things?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question because yesterday we were talking about the Spider-Man movie, No Way Home.
Okay.
By the way, for all the hardcore Marvel fans, Tom Holland, I guess they signed a deal to do three more Spider-Man movies, and he's going to be in it because everyone thought he's going to retire. Mm-hmm. But anyway. At the ripe age of 24 or whatever he is. He's like, I'm done. Anyway, the movie, they're saying it's more difficult than Avengers Endgame to get tickets. It's huge. Like, they computer systems for the movie theaters, like, they got shut down because there's so much demand for the tickets. You actually got a pair of tickets.
Yes, sir.
So here's the question, because people were going on eBay and offering tickets for, listen, some guy did it for 25 G's. I don't know if he's going to get 25 G's. That's a ridiculous price.
That really is.
That's a ridiculous
lot.
Price. But let's knock it down. Let's say $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I'm sure there'll be people who will pay $1,000 for a pair of tickets to go see this opening night. So here's my recommendation to you. Get your ass on eBay and offer up those tickets for $1,000 and see the movie a week later. Why would you not do that? How are you even thinking about that?
I can't do it. I really can't. I can't.
You need to explain to me how much did you pay for these tickets? Do you mind me asking?
In total, it came to about $80-something.
$80-something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, for how many?
For four.
Okay.
You have four tickets.
Yeah.
You and your kids?
Uh-huh.
I think they'll understand if you say, listen, I had to sell these tickets, but on the bright side, we got $1,000 here.
It sounds great, but I can't do it. I can't.
You got to have a reason.
Let me explain.
Please do.
I made a promise to my boys, and I have hyped this thing up so much.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I did. I waited on my computer for the tickets to drop. And here's what it is. I got four tickets at the AMC Empire 25 in New York City in Times Square.
Whoa.
Spider-Man in Times Square
is
too special. It's too special. I can't throw that away.
Come on, I can't now.
Family time is priceless.
You're right.
In New York City?
In New York, in the
Times Square?
The holiday season is really beautiful.
It'll still be the holiday season a week later.
Nah, dog.
And you'll be able to do more with that $1,000. You'll be able to do more than just go see the movie. You'll be able to maybe take him out to a nice dinner or maybe take him to see the Rockettes Christmas Spectacular.
No, this is all in the plans. Like, they've been waiting for this.
You could take him to stay at the Home Alone 2 Hotel, the Plaza.
My oldest son, normally he doesn't have like a big response or anything like that. When I sent the text that I have the tickets, the smiley emojis, all that. I mean, he's smiling every time. I can't let him down. I can't.
Leroy.
I can't.
Suck that away from them.
Think about all the times your kids have disappointed you in life. It's okay if you do
kids.
It once.
Wow.
And ultimately, you're making it up to them. It would be one thing if you're like, listen, kids, daddy got bills to pay. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. But you could give them a better experience.
Romero, Spider-Man is from where? In the comic books, he's from where?
He's from New York.
Thank you.
Yeah.
New York City, Times Square to see the movie? Nah, that's too special.
You're
trying to make his kids hate him.
They're not going to hate him. They're going to love him more.
I don't know.
They're
going to love him more. That sounds like an amazing experience.
That he can still have a week later and make it better.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
How do you not understand that?
Actually, wait, when are you going?
It's the
17th.
I'm going the 17th. Yeah, because the movie drops.
Oh, so he could go on Christmas Eve. That would be even better.
No. No. Because then, because you know why? Because you have people like Ramiro who let things out and tell what happened in the movie. It's not special in the movie.
That's
so
true.
No, you that can't. You true. Can't.
And
do
experiencing
this.
A huge movie. We haven't had like a huge movie in theaters like this in a very long time.
Exactly.
So opening night is always.
Can I tell you this real quick?
Go ahead.
This is how much family time means to us. So my kids used to watch, and I love this movie still, The Muppets Christmas Carol, all right?
Oh, I love that.
Listen, I love that movie.
Really?
So it was maybe, shut up. That movie's great. That movie's great. I don't care what nobody says. Four or 5 years ago, whatever, it was playing at Coolidge Corner on Christmas Eve. I took them, and we enjoyed it. It's something that they talk about still to this day. So there's no way.
Right, but I don't think you understand.
It's not happening.
I know you're playing the good father card, which I get, but I'm talking about adding more cards to the deck.
Nah.
Green cards with presidents' faces on.
Money's not everything.
You still gotta have your damn moment with your kids. Oh my! You can hire a Tom Holland lookalike to sit with you guys and pretend it's him. Answer questions about the movie. This is the part where I almost died. Watch. Just trying to help you all, man.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.